This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Now, the Ukrainian chef and food writer Olia Hercules has published a book which tells the story of the culinary history of her mother country that appears to be disappearing. It's called Summer Kitchens and has recipes such as the one she's cooked for today's Cook the Perfect. It's beetroot leaf rolls with buckwheat and mushrooms. Olia, let's begin with the tradition of the summer kitchen. What is that tradition?
Good morning, Jenny. In Ukraine, especially in rural areas, apart from your regular house, you've also got almost like a smaller miniature version of your main house, which is just a couple of steps away from your main one. And it's just a one-room structure, and it's a kitchen. And this is where people cook in the summer. It kind of flourished in the 1950s after the Second World War, when people started living a little bit better and kind of settled back into life a bit. The young couple would get married, and they would, during the hot summer months, and Ukraine gets incredibly hot in the summer, it's almost Mediterranean, especially in the south, they would build this little structure first, put a makeshift bed there and a stove, and then build their life around them. They'll build a bigger house, put their, you know, vegetables in, orchard trees, etc. And then when they move into the bigger house in the summer, they'd use this kitchen because, well, it is incredibly hot. And in the past, people weren't able to get an air conditioning, for example, so you just do all of the cooking there.
Now, the summer kitchen has a stone oven, which seems to have a lot of rules attached to it. What are they?
Yes, in Ukraine, there is an oven called Peach, and traditionally, historically, there are really interesting things connected to it. So, for example, when a young woman would get married and she was to leave her family home, she would scratch her nails on the white kind of washed stove keeping it under her nails, it kind of like signified keeping her family together with her. It's no longer done, but it's just something that I found in my research that I found really interesting. So it was a really important kind of oven that you had in your house.
And you weren't allowed to swear in front of it, were you?
No, absolutely not. You were not allowed to swear. It was almost treated as a mother figure.
Now, Ukraine is bordered by Poland and Russia, with Belarus to the north, Romania and Moldova to the southwest. But how particular is Ukrainian cuisine?
There are some common themes running through, but it's also very regional. Ukraine is very large. It's the second biggest country in Europe after Russia. And as you travel around the borders, you can just see all of these influences coming in from the bordering countries. So if you go to Transcarpathia, you will get elements of Hungary in there, so loads of paprika. And then if you go to the south, next to the Moldovan and Romanian border, you'd get echoes of those cuisines and even almost Turkic influences, loads of herb pastes that you put into your broths, etc. And of course, a pickling and fermenting is done throughout the country. And this is another thing that summer kitchens are used for. So it's not just about summer cooking, it's about preserving the glut, all of the vegetables that you've grown, fermenting them, pickling them for winter, so you can have fresher kind of produce during the winter time.
And of course, pickling and fermenting have become very popular in this country now, because apparently very good for feeding your microbiome. Now, you've chosen beetroot leaf rolls with buckwheat and mushrooms for our Cook the Perfect. How do you make it?
Beetroot leaves, or if you don't have, you can use chard leaves as well. If they're already a little bit wilted, that's how they traditionally did it. They just left them in the sun to wilt a bit. You just use them as they are, or otherwise you can steam them a little bit to make them a little bit more pliable. Then you fry a little bit of diced onion and grated carrot to draw out all of those sugars out of them. And then you also fry some mushrooms. I just grate them on the rough side of the grater because it's much easier. And then you just toast the buckwheat groats a little bit and then blanch it for about 5 minutes. Mix everything together alongside the beetroot or chard stalks as well. Of course, we don't waste anything. You cook them down in a little bit of butter and garlic. Mix everything together, and that's your filling. And then you roll this filling into your beetroot leaves, and you put it into a sauce. And you make the sauce by sweating sliced onions a little bit. Then you add your tomatoes in, and then a little bit of sour cream. You season everything really well. And then because the filling for the rolls is already cooked, you just kind of cook it in the sauce for about 15 minutes. And it's such a beautiful and light and summery dish. And it's one of my favorites.
And it's vegetarian. Not and vegan vegetarian. Because of the cream, but vegetarian, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you can have meat versions as well, but I do love in the summer this vegetarian version.
What do you reckon is the future for the summer kitchens? Will they go on existing?
So we travelled around Ukraine. We did about a 10,000 kilometer trip by car, and we've seen a lot of them. They still exist, and the older generations are keeping it alive. But some of them are being turned into storage spaces or even, you know, got rid of. There's hope that people will keep them because they are so incredibly useful. It's like having a kitchen workshop in your garden, basically. And hopefully people will realize their value and will keep them going, the younger generations.
Alia Hercules, thank you very much for being with us this morning. And I'll just mention again, the title of the book is Summer Kitchens. Thank you very much for being with us. Well, thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.